Lechi ho'oimed mi'elam. A lechi that was put up by itself, that means you didn't put it there, l'shem olechi. It would happen to be there by itself, like a picture 199, let's say. You have a tree that grew at the entrance of the movi. So you didn't put that tree there, l'shem lechi. It happened to be there. Is it kosher or not? Trash yoimed me'elam. So who kvasham l'shem tikkun movi, then lay his min l'kach. You didn't prepare it. You didn't put this lechi there, l'shem lechi. It happened to be there. Is it kosher or not? Can you rely on it on Shabbos or not? Is Abaye Yom Mehevi Lechi? Abaye says, yes, it's kosher. And the Lechi here, this is one of the Yaakov Gams, we pass like Abaye. Rav Yom Mehevi Lechi. Rav says, no, it's not called a Lechi. So the Gemara, Heicha Deloi Samchin Elo Meyesmerl, if you did not use this Lechi yesterday, Kuliyam Eloi Pligid Lehevi Lechi, then everybody holds this Lechi is not good. What does it mean you didn't use it yesterday? That means on, let's say, Lemosol, before Shabbos, you put up a good Lechi there. You put a good Lechi up on before Shabbos. And on Shabbos, the lechi you put up fell down. Now, there's still a tree there. Now, before Shabbos, you weren't semich on the tree to be the lechi. Before Shabbos, you thought the good lechi would be the lechi. But it fell down in the middle of Shabbos. So everybody holds now, you can't come now on Shabbos to be semich on the tree that's there. Since you weren't semich on this lechi before Shabbos. The machlekes is fakert. We have no other lechi. Just before Shabbos, the only thing you have there is a lechi yomid melech. The lechi was there by itself, a tree was there, and before Shabbos he had asked to use this lechi to be matzah the movi. There's the machlokes. That in this case Abaye says it's kosher, and Rav still says it's possible. In other words, you can't rely on a lechi that's not put there, l'shem lechi, you can't rely on it. And Abaye says, no, before Shabbos you could rely on it. But in the case where you did not rely on it, you had a good movi, a different movi there, a different lechi at the beginning of Shabbos. And the middle of Shabbos it broke down. Now Pshiti can't be Samech on a new lechi. That's their Me'elah. Has Ki Pligi, where's the Machlekes? Hecha de Samchin and Alem Yesmo. No, this is the only lechi there. And you had Das to use this lechi before Shabbos. Abaye says it's kosher. And Rabbi says, no, you have to put the lechi there, the same lechi. It's not enough it was there by itself. Rashi Hecha de Samchin and Alem Yesmo. Shoye Shom lechi achar benofu b'Shabbos. There was another lechi there, and it fell down on Shabbos. Then everybody holds it doesn't help. It's only machlekes where you put this lech, where you're using this lechi, l'shem lechi. And what's the machlekes? Abaye Roma heavy lechi, dos samchino lemi esmol. Because since you had not used it from before Shabbos, this tree, it's a good lechi. Rav Roma loy heavy lechi, kivon de mikora lava daita dochi avidi. Since it was not made l'shem lechi, it's possible you can't use it. Loy heavy lechi. Now, kosalka daita, the half minute is now, ki echa de pligi belechi. The same way we have a machlokes, Abaye v'Rova, a lechi that was put there, not l'shem lechi, it was put there for a different purpose. Now you want to use it for lechi, is it kosher or not? Pliginam b'mechitzim. The Avramina is, Hilchus mechitzis has the same halacha. If you can have a wall that wasn't made there l'shem wall, l'mashe, you want to use trees, you have a row of trees, and you will soon see, you make a sukkah, and be sermich, one of the walls should be the tree. Now the trees were not made l'shem mechitzim. The Avramina is, it's the same machlokes. That according to Abaye would be a good mechitza, and according to Rav would be possible for a mechitza. So the Mara Toshma of the Zoya bring your raya for a case for Nafun Rav. Hoi says sukkosli. Somebody on sukkis wants it before sukkis makes a sukkah. Hoi says sukkosli vein halonois between trees, the lonois defanis. And the trees is one of the defanis, one of the walls. Like picture 200, the right side, you're going to use the trees to be a third wall of the sukkah, is Shera. The sukkah is a kashra sukkah. Now the kashra is, how could you use the trees for the sukkah? The trees were not made the shem mechitza. The trees happened to be there. Now you're putting the sukkah up, but it wasn't made the shem sukkah. And the Gemara name, I'll give you an akimta. Hacha, mayaskinin shenotem chil lakach. I'll put an akimta when the guy planted his trees, he had that, he's going to want to make a sukkah there eventually, and he put the trees there, l'shem mechitza. So that's why it's kosher. Baita, ihochi for the Gemara pshita. If you planted the trees, l'shem l'chitza, pshitza is good. What's the chiddush? Now the time I would think, ligzer. No, it should be possible to use this sukkah on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Because there should be a gzeirom, dilma oslish demusha b'ilon. Maybe you'll come to be mishtamish to use the trees. Since the tree is a mechitza here, maybe you'll decide to use the tree. And that's awesome with the rabbonim. Kamash l'on, the chiddush, we don't make such a gzeirom. Shrashlish demusha b'ilon, v'yala v'yitlish b'yom tov. There's a gzeira, you can't be mishtamish, you can't use the tree. You can't hang on the tree, your jacket or anything, because there's a gzeira, maybe you climb up and pull off a branch. So maybe the rabbanim should say that sukkah is possible on sukkah on Yom Tov and Shabbos. Kamashvah, no. That even though you're not supposed to use the trees, but you're allowed to use it for a mechitza. But there's no raya, no kasha to a rova. Toshma, Hoyisham Ilan, if you had a tree, Oy Geder, also a wall, Oy Chitzasakanim. Chitzasakanim means reeds that are growing up, a lot of reeds growing one next to another, is Nidim Mishim Dumit. These could also be Nidim Mishim Dumit. A Dumit that we have later in the second paragraph, we had it before, like a picture 203, where you have a bore of water in the middle, and you want to on Shabbos be able to bring the water out of the bore on the side so that the behemoth should drink from it. So you want to take it out of the bore, which is Rosh Hashanah Yochid, and put it on top, which is Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. If they have a Dumit on all four sides, it's kosher, it has a Shem Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Now the Chiddush here is, even if you have trees on one side, and like on the bottom right side, you have kanim, you have reeds growing up, that's also kosher for the humid. It's also kosher for mechitza. But the Havaminer is kanim, reeds are growing by itself, it wasn't planted l'shem mechitza. And the Gemara the same terrors. Hochinami, my eskinam, shosta mechil lekach. I tell you, you planted the two trees on this side, the shem's humid, you planted the reeds on the other side, the shem's humid, that's why it's kosher according to Rova. Benachami, if it wouldn't have been planted l'shem's there, you can't use it. What? No, it's not. No, so, so. We'll see. The humid that Rashi Mefarsh the Perek Sheni. The Amudim Omed Echad Rashi Nira Kishnayim. One wall looks like two. Shasa Kamarza, like a square, like an L. The Noite Echad Menechitzos Ladorim. One goes to Dorim. The Echad Lamarim. The Chiyav Nadal the Yumdim. Nadal the Pez. When you make four of these L's on all four sides, the Chiyav is Yesh the Chol Mechitza Deiz Amis. Here Rashi is clear. Each mechitza then has two amas, because each one is coming down one amma. Oymet amma mikan v'amma mikan, because you have an amma on this side, an amma on that side. So the kashrut is still you see is kosher with the tree and with reeds. The terrace is no stira to rova. It was made l'shem zeh. For the gemara yochi my kamashtman, if you planted these reeds l'shem zeh, shiti was good for mechitza. What's the chiddush? And the gemara chitza sakanim kona pochus mishloishet hochim. My kamashman and the more kamashman, the chiddush is that how were these kanim grown? Like the bottom right side, they weren't grown mamash right next to another. They were a little bit spaced away. But at B, they were less than three tefachim spaced away. You say lovud and still it's good for a mechitza. Like in picture 204, the reeds were grown, but they were spaced away a little bit. So you say lovud to give it a shem mechitza. That's the chiddush. So the gemara as Kamashim Lon, Chitza Sakanim, Kona, the reeds were growing up, Taka, of a Pachos Mishloisha Tvochim. There was a space in between, but it was less than three Tvochim away. Chidaboyim and Ayabayim and Rabba, like we'll see later, Abayim asked his Kasha from Rabba, and the Teretz says, yes, you say it's called a good Mechitza. We could say Lovid all around this Dumid to make it look like a good Dumid. So there's Amma one way, and Amma the other way, and that's a Shem Mechitza. That's the Chiddush of the Dumid. But I call upon him, it's no cash on Rav, it's talking about where it was planted, l'shem zeh, to give it a shem mechitza. Toshma, bring another raya, kasha to Rav. Elon, you have a tree, ha-mesa chalorets, that means the branches, very wide branches, like a picture 205, and the branches come down near the ground. So the question is, underneath the tree, it should have a shem reshus ha-yochid. Because all around the tree, on all four sides, the branches are coming nice and down, and come out reaching the ground. Is Elon, Hamesa chaloris, that the branches stretch out and come down near the ground. Im ein noifay gevoyim menoras gimel tfochim, if the branches on the side are not more than gimel tfochim off the ground, so mele you say lovud, it's considered attached to the ground, so you have a mechitza all around the tree, is mele metaltel tachtov, underneath the tree, the shomer that's watching the fields, is allowed to be metaltel underneath the tree. It's called Rishus HaYochid. So the kasher is, the tree wasn't planted l'shem mechitza. So how come we're saying the leaves all around the tree gives it a shem mechitza? It should be shvei according to Rava. And the Gemara Nachmo, Hachinami, Mayaskin and Shenotem Metchil Lekach. I tell you, it's talking about we have a big field here, and you know you want your shomer to be there to watch the field, and he wants to have a shady place. So he wants to have like mechitza there, in order to metaltel also. So you planted this tree metchila that when the branches grow big and come out on the sides, it should have a shem mechitza on the bottom. I took the 205. So Mela, it's no kash, according to Rava, this tree was planted, the shame there also, that the branches have come down the sideway to give it a shame mechitza. Eyochi fret the Gemara, metaltel bekuloi, mishlana bimetaltel all around underneath the tree. And where do we see not like that? We'll soon see, we'll learn not like that. Alo mero ma Rav Huna, bread of Yeshua. How can Rav Huna, bread of Yeshua said, ein metaltelem boi ela beis osayim. You're only allowed to be metaltel underneath this tree if it's not so wide apart, it's not beis osayim. Tremendous chiddush, I'm making such a big tree, but base aside is the shear of the chutzra of the Mishkan, which is 100 amis long by 50 amis wide. So let's say this tree is the biggest shetach, a tremendous tree. It's spread out so much that you have a mamash underneath it is 100 amis by 50 amis. If it's so wide, then the lachir is you can't be mishtamish, you can't be metaltol underneath the tree. He's alama mevuna bread of Yeshua. A metaltolim boy el a base of sayim. Only if it's not bigger than a base of sayim. Let's see Rashi. What's the story here? Rashi, ain't metaltolim boy. If the hekif, that's the round all around the tree, is yosim a base of sayim, would be wider than a base of sayim, that's the shear kachotzer mishkan. That's the shear kachotzer mishkan. Now, b'shir is there, this year, nosnu chachomim l'chol hekif, to any hekif, anything that's enclosed, by dalv mechitzis, ha mesukim vein mesukim. Yataka has mechitzis around it, but those mechitzis are not the best mechitzis. When you don't have good mechitzis, then it's only matter to metaltel in an area of base of sayim. But once it's wider than that, midirabonin, it can't be metaltel there anymore. Cold circuit, kugoin, what's the case? La mechitzis shein bo shesi verif. If you have a mechitza that doesn't have a shesi verif, it's only made out of lovid, like a picture 204. If you only have a mechitza that the beams go straight up, they don't go across, that's not called the good mechitza, it's not matter more than a base of sayim. By pirkim, we'll see later at the end of the pirkim. Well, the hekif for hukos adira. Who didn't you have a big park? You have a big park that people don't live in the park. So even though it has mechitzas all around the park, if the park is wider than the base of sayim, you're not allowed to be metaltel in the park on Shabbos. Only if it's less than the base of sayim. But since that's not called the good mechitza, because people don't live there. So mainly if you don't live in the mechitzas, it's not a good mechitza, and it's only matter to metaltel up until the base of sayim. But wider than that, you can't be metaltel. Here's Ochinami, the kashri is, e boy mit melech. I can understand if this tree was planted like by itself. You didn't plant it on not to make a mechitza. Maybe I can understand Mugnemus Lashapir, why if it's wider than base of sayim, you can't be metaltel underneath it. Because I'll tell you, it's not such good mechitzas. The mechitzas weren't made, the tree wasn't made the shein mechitza. Alav lahochi avida. Yoyiv le rabbonin haishirur. Then I can understand why the rabbonin said only a base of sayim. But the kasher is, if you're telling me now in a kibbutz according to Rava, this tree was planted l'shem mechitza, so when the leaves come down, it's mamash 100% good mechitza. So why can't you be metaltel underneath it, even if it's wider than base of sayim? It should be 100% good mechitza. The Torah says, no, it's still a chsarim. And for the Gemara, mishum dehevi dira shetashmish liyavir. The only thing you're using underneath this tree is not really to live there. Like the Shema doesn't live there. No, the Shema doesn't want to be out in the sun. It's too sunny outside. So in order to get a shady place, that's what he comes in here. That's also not called good mechitzis. It's called Tevedira Shetashmish Liyavim. You're only using it not to be in the sun. They're called Dira Shetashmish Liyavim. And any type of a room or Dira that's only used not to be outside in the sun, in Metaltlim Bo. That's also not called good mechitzis. Therefore, if it's wider than Beis Sayim, they're not called good mechitzis, and you can't be Metaltl inside it. Rashi. We're talking about this tree that was planted l'shem mechitza, the hekif l'dirahu, and it was a hekif l'dira. You wanted to use it that a shomer in the person that's watching the field should be able to stay underneath the tree. So you made that this person should like live there. Avodira zu for the dira for the living that this shomer is going to do there. Ein asuyi l'tzerich toichui. It's not really made to be able to live under the tree. That's not going to be his place that's going to sleep there and eat there. Elo l'tzerich avir shechutzalo. It's only for the purpose of the avir to watch what's doing outside the tree. Lo d'shem shem rasodis. Like really, the shemer should be living in the fields. He's supposed to be watching the fields. V'asuyi l'hatzim anachamam. The only reason why he has this tree here is to save himself from the sun. That's not called the good deer. It's not the pshat you want to live under the tree. Really, you're supposed to be outside in the fields. You're supposed to be in the avirim. No, it's too sunny outside, so you go under the tree. So that's not called the good mechitza. And anything wider than Beis HaSayim, midrabboni can't be metaltel there. Ketanya perek sheni. We'll see that in the second perek. Chalom Rav Shimon Elozo. Kolavish dashmish ladiruch goyim dir v'soya muksa v'chot afilu yud kuru mutim. If it's meant to live inside there, then no matter how wide it is, it's kosher. You're allowed to be metaltel. The whole dira shetashmish leavir are going burgen and shevasodis based on sayim muti. It's a sayim muster. But anything is made just to protect you from the sun, not really to live there. Then the shear is a base of sayim. If it's less than the base of sayim, you're allowed to be metaltel there. More not. So the kid said there's no stira to rova. We're talking about here. This tree was planted l'shem mechitzam, and the reason why if it's wider than base of sayim, you can't be metaltel, because it's not meant really to live inside. It's just to protect you from the sun. Fight the toshima. Shavas betel. is not Hilchos Tchum Shabbos. Let's say a person at the beginning of Shabbos was living on a tail. A tail is like a little high mountain, like picture 208, 207. He's living on top of a tail, on top of a mountain. That's where he was at the beginning of Shabbos. Shrashi Shavas Patel. Kiddush Olav Hayon, the beginning of Shabbos, the Kona Shom Shvisosad. That's where he was currently in Shvisan. They gave it to Tchum Shabbos. Shehu Gvoya Sora, that this tail, this little mountain, is more than 10 tchachim off the ground. Vumeyar Bamis Vyad Vesosayin. And it could be Arba Amis wide until the base of Sayin. Still is considered like he was Kernish Shvisa there, like this whole roundness is like his Mokum. And he has a Tchum Shabbos Apayim Amma, from any side of it, he can go Apayim Amma. Hu Adin B'chem V'nika. Let's say he's in a ditch, like ditch to 208. He's in a Nika. Shu Omek Asur, it's 10 Tfachim deep. Vu Me Arba Amis V'yad Beis Asayim. The same thing. It's Arba Amis wide, and up until a Beis Asayim. Is Aloch on Hu Adin V'komok Tzura. You're cutting down your field of wheat. Picture 208, 209. You're cutting down your field. Komok Tzura. V'shiboyles Makifa Soy Soy. And you're in the middle of it, and you have the Zang, and you have the stalks all around, giving you a Shem Mechitzer inside. Is Mahalach Es Kuloi. You're allowed to walk, though, inside of it. It's called your Mokim Shvisa. So you're allowed to walk all the inside of it. V'chutzolo Apayim Mama. And the Chiddush is, you have Apayim Mama from outside it. But that's the loch of a person living outside in the field. So usually the loch is like this. If you're outside the city, so you have Dalad Amas where you're standing, and from there you have an Apayim Mama further. Let's say you're in a house, or here you're in a Mechitza. So even though it's tremendously wide till the base of Sayim, it's all considered your Mokim Dira, and you're allowed to walk from any side of this Apayim Mama further. So the kiss you see, it has a Shem Mechitza here. So the kasher is, how could the tail give it a Shem Mechitza? The tail wasn't made the Shem Mechitza. How could the Nika, the hole inside, give it a Shem Mechitza? It wasn't made the Shem Mechitza. So Drashi, Tavaya Sarah, the Yarminan, if the tail here, the mountain is 10 Tfachim high, why is it called Rishus Yochid on top? The Yarminan, good Asik Mechitzosai. We say all around the sides of the Mechitzas go straight up. Kol Sri Voisav, all around it. Verehu Mukaf. Mela, on top of the tail, you're like in a mokum that has mechitzas all around you. Hu adin v'chein v'nikah, if you're in a ditch. Echo v'nikik asloim, vu midal damas al-beisosayim, hayol v'shavas v'yavah mechitzosay, nasa beisoy, it's called your beisoy. So since you're inside these mechitzas here, all the mechitzas around have a shein mechitza, and it's all your house. So chud is akash and rovah. Why do you say if you're in the ditch, it's all considered, even though it's beisosayim wide, it's considered like your bias, because it has mechitzas all around there, a ditch wasn't made the shein mechitza. You want to say maybe here was also planted the corn, the wheat was planted, the shame there. This is the last case by a comma, by the wheat. You could tell me you planted the wheat, the shame mechitzam. What can you say about a mountain and about a ditch? You don't make a mountain the shame mechitzam. You don't make a ditch the shame mechitzam. So how can we see Claude have the shame mechitzam? The Chodesh should be a sea with a rubber. You see a ditch, even though the mechitzas weren't made the shame mechitzas, still it's called mechitzas. Ela empty gemara is no steer with the rova. The mechitza is kuliyam le pliga de the mechitza. The everybody's masking. A mechitza doesn't have to be made l'shem mechitza. Adi have a mechitza like a ditch. It's also called a mechitza. No ki pligi, where's the machlekes abaye the rova? Palechi. The machlekes is only by a lechi. Why is a lechi different? Like you were saying before. Abaye le tain abaye goes tis tam di omar lechi mishum mechitza. What's the matter of a lechi? A lechi works that has a shem mechitza on it. A mechitza made by itself is also kosher, like this ditch here. You buy mechitzas, you don't have to have made l'shem mechitzam. Mechitza, the pshat is that it's a mokum by itself. People can't walk in here. Something is dividing you from Rishus Rabin. That's a mitzvah. If you have something that makes you a different Rishus, that's called a mechitza. So Abaye says lechi also has a din mechitza. That's how a lechi works. The mele lechi that's made by itself is also kosher. The rova the time mate. Rova that says no, it's possible, goes with the time mate. The yom lechi mishum heker. Lechi doesn't have a shame mechitza to it. No, lechi works mitam heker. The melo I avi de biyadayim heavy heker. What's the shame the heker? That if you make it l'shem zeh, that's part of the heker. Part of the heker is that you have to make it l'shem heker. The loy le heavy heker. But if you don't make it l'shem heker, it's not called a heker. That's why it's possible according to rova. So melo is no steerus, and that's the machlekes abaye v'rova. And Allah, we hold like Abaya, that Abaya says, Alechi has the Shem Mechitza on it, therefore it's Kosher even Me'elah. Right. Toshima, I'll bring you Raya. Avnei Geder. If you have a wall, like a picture 210, you have a wall here, and the stones of the wall, avne geder hayotzeis mina geder, they come out of the wall, like every stone sticks out of the wall, muvdel izu mizu pochus mishloisha. They're less than three tvachim away, one stone sticking out is less than three tvachim away from the next stone sticking out. Is ain't tzorach lechi acher. You don't have to have another lechi for this movi. This n three stones sticking out, that's the lechi for the movi. Shloisha, let's say they are three tvachim away, then tzorach lechi acher. You have to have another lechi. Now the kasher is, the chur of these stones were not made l'shem lechi. Metchila was part of the wall. No, later the in-between stone got thrown out, and still is kasher for lechi. I it's a kasher and rova. Here the lechi wasn't made l'shem lechi. And the Gemara name, hochi nami shebona metchila lekach. I tell you, you made the stones this way, but dafka l'shem lechi. Fred Gemara, hochi, if you made the stones l'shem lechi, pshita, savadim is kosher. What's the chiddush then? Avadim is called a good lechi. About the less than three tzvachim away, you say lovud, you have a lechi here. What's the chiddush? As Mishloim lo tabayi, the chiddush is, it doesn't have to be made l'shem lechi. But according to Rav, it was made l'shem lechi. What's the chiddush? And the Gemara ma'al the tema. L'meisa binyona yehudi avida. I tell you, according to Rav, there's a chiddush. I would think it has no hecker now. Because the reason why the stones are this way is because you want to be moist of another wall. When you build walls, that's how you build onto another wall. You have to have some bricks sticking out of the old wall, and then you're moist of another wall onto these bricks. So I would say when it's left out this way, it just looks like you want to add another wall to it. So the challah shouldn't be a heker. Kamash will know that if you made it this way, the shame lechi, it's also kosher. So it's a chiddush according to Rava that this has a shame heker lechi. I would think the stone sticking out this way just looks like you want to be mice of another wool onto it. So it should be possible. Kamash will know it's also kosher. Rashi lemeisa binyonei, the first wide line in the middle, lemeisa binyonei, shem yirtza la sois mechitza mikoisel zeh. The kaisel shekhenegd, if you want to add the wool onto this, Yiskasha Babonim Alolum, you'll tie it on to these stones sticking out. Shekein Derech HaBinyin, Lasois, O Binyin Acher, Ein Yochel Ladavik Binyin Chodesh HaBinyin Yoshin. You can't add on a new wall to an old wall. So I would think it's not, now doesn't have a Shem Lechi. Kamash Kamashma, no, if you made it, L'Shem Zeh, still called a Lechi. Right, the Toshma, the Toni Reb Chia, Kaisel Shetzidoy Echot Kornes Mechaveri. This we had the din before. You have a Kaisel that one wall sticks out more than the other wall. Here's what picture is 110 we had before. Yeah, on page 18, picture 110. You have on the left wall, it's cornice, it comes in a little bit more than the thickness of the movi. So kaisel, shakona echod. Is it in here? Yeah, kaisel, shatidu yechod, cornice mechberoi. One side of the thickness of the wall goes in, is indented. A bain sheniru vachutz, where they can only notice it outside, which was picture 111. 111, you can only notice it outside. You look inside the mavui, you can't tell the chalas a lechi there. But looking outside, then you can tell it's a mavui. You can tell it's a lechi. Ben shenir v'chutz, v'shavim v'fnim. Or ben shenir v'fnim, you can notice it inside. V'shavim v'chutz, outside you can't notice it. Is alacha nidim mishum lechi. Still it helps a good lechi. So here we're...
You're holding daftez vov. You're in the middle again, the machloike sabayi v'rovo. If a lechi yoimid ne'elov is kosher or posel. So first the Gemara wanted to say the machloikis is even by a mechitza also. And then the Gemara was choizin and said no. Elo b'mechitza is kuli amalei pligid heavy mechitza. By a mechitza everybody holds, even Rav is maskim, even though it wasn't made l'shem mechitza, still it's kosher for a mechitza, to make it with shosiyochod or to make a sukkah any mechitza. But the Gemara, ki pligi, where is the machloikis? The lechi. Only by a lechi when you want to be matar a mavui with a beam or by the entrance. A lechi going straight up. Abayu letaimei, diyom a lechi mishu mechitza. Abayu holds that yisoid of a lechi is its matar has a shem mechitza to it. O memelo mechitza, so you may leho have a mechitza. For Rav letaimei, diyom a lechi mishu mechitza. Rav says, no, a lechi, the matar is, it's a heker. People see that this is something different here. The mele e avi de biyadayim heavy hek. If you do it biyadayim, you make it l'shem lechi. It's kosher. The loyle heavy hekker. If you didn't do it l'shem lechi, then it's posel. That's the svarin rova. So the machlekes is only by a lechi by a movi. The matoshma avring yirayim avne geder. If you have a wall at the end of the movi and you have the stones sticking out, hayoytis minaged. The stones are coming out of the wall. Muvdele zumizu. The stones are coming out, but there's a space in between one stone to the next stone. and the Muvdela separated, Zumizu Pochus Mishlaishuch, it's less than Gimel Tvachim separated, then the Lachar is Ein Sarach Lechi Achim. You do not have to put another Lechi, but these are bricks sticking out of the wall, they become the Lechi. Shloisha, let's say the bricks are more than three Tvachim apart, so there's Avre, the space from one brick to another brick, is the Lachar Tzorach Lechi Achim. Then you have to have another Lechi. So, L'chur, the kasher is, here these bricks, they were not made L'shem Lechi. So still you see, if it's less than Gimel Tvachim away, it's kosher. So, L'chur, it's a Raya, Tabaya, Lechi, Yemid, Melib, is also kosher. And the Gemara, Hochi, Nami, Shebono, Mitchil, Lekach. You could be mad, no, it's not Raya, Tarovim. Maybe here, you made this wall, and you stuck these bricks out, L'shem, to be a Lechi. For the Gemara, Hochi, Pshita, if you made it L'shem Lechi, so out of these stones sticking out, could still be a Lechi. Like if you have the pictures in pictures 2:10. Then tomorrow now the time I would think. This is the way people build. If you build one wall and then you want to build another wall onto it, so you let some bricks stick out of the first wall, today you could attach another wall to it. So I would say it doesn't even have a shem heker of a lechi, but it looks like you want to build onto another wall. Kamash Malon, no, that if you made it l'shem lechi, it still has a shem heker and it's mutter to metapel inside this movi. But only because you made the lechi l'shem lechi. So it wouldn't be a kash and rova. So the matar shema, I'll bring you another raya. We had this kumar before on daf tesim days. The toni rebbe chiyah. Koisel, if you have one of the walls coming out by the movi, it's the entrance to the movi, the two side walls. Shetzidei echot konis mechaverin. The right, let's say the right side wall. That wall, let's say, is like an amma thick. Now, right before it ends, a half of the amma is indented inside the wall. One half of amma of the wall, the thickness of the wall, is indented, like now the thickness at the end of the movi is only a half of an amma. It's all along the coastal is an amma thick. At the end, it's indented, so it's only a quarter of an amma, a half of an amma thick. Is bein shenirim livachutz, whether you can only notice the lechi from the outside. But if you're standing inside the movi, you can't tell that it's a lechi. It looks like it's an extension of the wall. It looks like it's part of the mechitza. I think we had these pictures before. Obein shenira, whether they're nira. Obein shenira b'fnim, whether you can see it outside, you can see it inside. V'shavim l'vachutz. But looking outside, you can't tell it has a shem lechi. Like in the pictures 1:10 we had before. V'shavim l'vachutz. Is the loch in these two cases nidim mishum lechi? It's a kosher and lechi. So korbaita the havimina is that this is part of the wall, and the wall, when they made the wall, that's the way they made the wall, but it wasn't made l'shem lechi. Still, you see, it's kosher. And the Gemara again, hokinam mishasor matchil lekach. I tell you, when they made the wall to the mavi, the bedafka at the end of the wall, they left over indented it, made it the thickness should not be so thick that it should be l'shem lechi. So again, they made this lechi l'shem lechi. That's why it's kosher. For the Gemara Yehochi, my Kamashlon, if they made the lechi l'shem zeh, so pshita it's a kosher lechi. What's the chiddush? And the Gemara Yehochi, Kamashlon, no, this is the chiddush. Nira mi bachutz. If it's only nira from outside, you could tell it's a lechi there. But v'shavu b'mifnin, if you're standing inside the movu, you can't tell it's a lechi. It just looks like there's an extension of the wall. If the chiddush is nidu mishum lechi, still that's called a lechi. But after machlekes abaye v'rova, there's no raya from him. Because it could be like Rovo, that it was made l'shem lechi. Mar Toshima, come on, bring another Ryan. The Rav had the Yosef by whom Mavoi. Rav was sitting in a Mavoi. Had the Yosef Rav Huna Kamei. Rav Huna was sitting in front of him. Omale l'shamai, so he told his Shamash, his messenger there, Zil Aisi li kuzu demaya. It was on Shabbos. He told him, go bring me a glass of water. As he was sitting in the Mavoi, so Pasha, there was a Ruvi Chaseiris, a Ruvi Shtufim Mavois. And there was a lechi at the beginning of the movi, so it was mutter to metalpel to carry from the house into the movi. So he told them, go into the house and get me a glass of water, bring it to me here in the movi. Is Avi Yosef, when the shliach was coming back with a glass of water, nofo lechaya, the lechi from the movi fell off, fell down. Is the chur now there's no lechi at the entrance to the movi, so it's also to metalpel inside the movi. Is mele achvelei biyod, he pointed, showed him with his finger, that the lechi fell down. So now it has a din caramel is inside the movi. You're not allowed to be metalto more than Dal Damas. Is Kamadak the Duchte? I was like, he stood still, he didn't move. Omule Rafuna, so Rafuna told him, Loisova Lomar, don't you hold. Lismach Adiklo, that there's a dekel tree. There's a tree also there by the entrance to the Movi. So even though the original lechi we used fell down, but why can't we be samech and use the tree? The tree should also be a lechi. Omar, so he answered back, to me hai mi rabbonin, command the in shishmaita. Who are these rabbonin that they don't understand the good explanation to the halacha? Why? He asked him, mi samchin alayma yaswal. Was anybody samech, did anybody rely on this dekel tree to be the lechi yesterday before Shabbos? In other words, on Friday before Shabbos, there was a lechi there. So we didn't have das to use the dekel tree for the lechi, but we wanted to use the good lechi. Now on Shabbos, the good lechi fell down. So pshit, according to everybody, it's possible. You can't now on Shabbos make the tree to be the lechi. So therefore, he told him, stay still, and you can't move, you can't bring the glass of water anymore. So this was the ma'aseh. Why can't you use this dekel tree for the lechi? Because before Shabbos they were not samech, they did not rely on this to be the lechi. But the dia cause samchinan, mashma, if they would have relied on this before Shabbos, heavy lechi, then it would be a lechi. Slachur lema, yisalachur it's araya to abaya and a kashan rova. Here the dekel tree was not planted l'shem zeh. So if it wasn't planted l'shem zeh, how come? If you would have been same, if you would have relied on it before Shabbos would be kosher, according to Rav, it should still be possible. And the Gemara, wants to be matzah. Gemara says maybe no. Leima zot the Gemara, Abaye v'Rava, but the loy samchinu nalei pligi. Maybe no. Maybe the whole machlokes Abaye v'Rava is only when they were not same on this dekel, on this alechi before Shabbos. But in the case where they were same, that they wanted to use this dekel tree, the tree, to be the lechi from before Shabbos, maybe even Rav is also Maidius Kosher. So the only machlokes is we did not have das, you were not samech on it from before Shabbos. Like Rashi says, Lema but loy samchinu loy pligi. Va'abaya d'shori kashele. Memela pum fakir. This maiso would be a kasher now to Abaya. Hayuvdo, the Rav. The Rav loy samech adiklo, because Rav was not samech on the dekel. And we hold Alokhus Yelech Abaye. So Kur is the Kasha. How do we know to say that the Machleika Sabaye Varova is only when you were Seimech on the Dekka before Shabbos? So this Mice is a riot to Abaye. Maybe no. Maybe the Machleika Sabaye Varova is only when you were not Seimech on the Dekka before Shabbos. Then Abaye still said it's good. So Abaye says that the Lechi could be good even though you did not rely on it before Shabbos. Then this mice now is a stira to Abaye. How come here when the lechi fell down on Shabbos, we cannot rely now on Shabbos on the dekel? Why not? So how do we know to say fakir? And for the Gemara, pligi, ho samchin aleh hevi lechi, Zemara loy sakadarta, this you can't say. To who barka? There was another mice. Our barka is like an awning. An awning was coming out from a house. The heve bay barchova was by this house. That they had a machlokes on this awning that was coming down, could the pole that's holding up the awning, that pole happened to be by the entrance of the Movi. So the question is, now this pole that was put up there was not put up l'shem lechi. It was put up to hold the awning coming down off a house right in front of the Movi. So it wasn't put there l'shem lechi. Still it was a machlokes abaye v'rova, could we use this pole to be the lechi? The claw here was a machlokes, even though before Shabbos they had that to use this pole for the lechi. Still, Rava says it's no good because it was not made l'shem lechi. So, see, claw, the machlokes is where you are saying mechana before Shabbos. Still, Rava says you cannot use it, and this is the case that Abaye says you could use it. So, Melo, the Meister before, the claw raya to Abaye. That there, the reason why it was no good, you couldn't use the dekel tree, because before Shabbos you were saying mechana the good lechi. You were not saying mechana the dekel tree. But here, where you were samech on this barkef and before Shabbos, then it would be kosher according to Abaye. Like Rashi ends off, the ilchos akabaye, here we paskin like Abaye, behom, the zuwi achas miyal kagam shalach akabaye. This is one of the cases of yal kagam. These are each one's initial for another case that we paskin like Abaye. This is the mashal of Alechi. Yamid Me'elov is one of the yal kagams, and we paskin like Abaye. So, Mishnah Baita. Ba'koil oisin l'chiyayim. You can make a lechi for the entrance of the Movi from anything, a piece of wood, anything. Afilo b'dov sheyesh b'ruach chayim. This is the Chiddush. Even if you want to use an animal, if you have an animal that was seen in the Gemara tied down by the entrance of the Mavi, he is also kosher for a lechi. Even an animal could also be kosher for the lechi. Here that picture 2:12. Yeah. Rabbi Meir oisim. Rabbi Meir says no, it's possible. And we'll see in the Gemara what the reason is. If you use an animal to be the goylul, to be the cover of a kever, if you have a mace, you have the coffin, the top of the coffin, if you can use an animal to cover the coffin with it, it also have a tumas hameis. Like Rashi says, if you made the animal to be the cover for the coffin, is metamal oilam. It always has a tumas mace on it. The oil, noil, kemeis atzma, it has a tumor just like the mace himself. The afilu nitu misham, even if you take the cover off the coffin now, still the cover, the girl has a din tumay mace on it. Mishum detanya v'perek leim amakashe, kol ha-sheyiga p'nei ha-sodeh, l'rabbez girl v'doifik. Even if the girl was found now on top of the ground, I mean it's not attached to the coffin anymore, it came off, still the girl has tumor. So the girl is tumay no matter where it is. So the Mishnah says, even if it's a Baal Chayim, it also has Tumas Goylum. So the Gemara Vayta of Rabbi Meir holds no again.